I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzi Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week Summer section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra is coming south this weekend with two local concerts that share the same tribute to a particular composer.
Yes, they're going to have Keith Lockhart conducting, and the Pops are going to be on Nantucket with the Beach Boys, actually, Saturday night. But the concert there is sold out. It does end with fireworks at dusk, though, that you could probably see from elsewhere on the island. Here on the Cape, Sunday is the day for the Citizens Bank Pops by the Sea concert, which starts at 5 p.m. on the Hyannis Village Green, and they have a pre-show of local musicians starting at 1. Both concerts will have a first half that pay tribute to John Williams, the former Pops conductor, who's best known for his movie music, including Star Wars, Harry Potter, and Jaws. And with that Jaws theme, the guest conductor at Pops by the Sea this year is the local shark expert Gregory Scommel. Keith Lockhart told us, though, that Scommel's actually going to be conducting a song from Disney's A Little Mermaid because the Jaws theme is so hard to conduct. We have an interview with the conductor in Cape Week, including what his first secret meeting with John Williams was like. So check it out at Cape Week.
If you or your kids want to know more about science, Woods Hole is the place to be on Saturday.
This event is called the Woods Hole Science Stroll, and they've got representatives from 18 different science organizations that are going to be set up along Water Street from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. They're going to have some hands-on educational activities, some crafts, and live marine exhibits. Some of the activities will include a tour of the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution's research vessel, Atlantis, a chance to see the submersible Alvin, and witnessing a search and rescue demonstration with a U.S. Coast Guard helicopter.
A cheeseburger dumpling, a duck burger, and what is called a barbecue sundae, oh boy, will be among the specialties that visitors can find Saturday afternoon at the 5th Annual Cape Cod Food Truck and Beer Festival. Tell us about this.
Well, this is happening from noon to 5 on Saturday at the Cape Cod Fairgrounds in East Falmouth. And there's going to be more than 24 food trucks there, along with representatives from local, regional, and national beer brands. The advice we got from one of the organizers is don't be on a diet and wear elastic pants. So clearly there's going to be a lot of different kinds of food there. Some of the more typical choices are going to be cannolis and Mediterranean food. But if you're wondering what that barbecue sundae is, and some people it's gross, some people it's great, we're told it starts with a layer of pulled pork, then a layer of macaroni and cheese, then a layer of coleslaw, and then you put cornbread on top.
Okay. In Provincetown, Carnival Week starts Saturday, and the organizers are promising a heavenly time.
Well, Carnival is a week-long series of parties and events, and the theme this year is gods and goddesses. And they're accepting all kinds, though most people are probably going to go with the Greek or Roman variety. They've got more than 100,000 visitors expected for the various events, most of which are strictly for adults. But all ages are welcome for the Carnival Parade, which is going to be at 3 p.m. next Thursday, August 17th. They've got things to do every day, starting on Saturday, but Wednesday is going to be one of the big days. They've got two events. One involves one of the Grand Marshals, Big Freedia, a hip-hop musician and star of a Fuse TV series, and she is going to lead a twerk out, attempting to break her Guinness World Record of most people twerking in one place at one time. And that's happening if you want to join in at 1 o'clock outside the Crown and Anchor on Wednesday. Then at 7:30 that night at Provincetown Town Hall is going to be what organizers hope will be the biggest toga dance party ever.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week Summer Magazine in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.